This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we goeth, we have cometh and gone, and now we goeth and come. Does that make any sense at all? Yeah, we're back
into the action.
The action is here every hour of every moment that we are on the air. It's a good thing for all of us because we connect. We're connecting with you. I'm connecting with Jennifer. We're connecting, Jennifer and I, with Kara. And that makes this whole thing possible. You figure that one out. Well, Jennifer brings us up to date on the latest from, I guess this is a good time to talk about the president. Why not? Don't trust North Korea. Really? You think that these guys are the first ones to say, the lawmakers who tell the president, don't you, and I can see some of them prattling, pointing their finger, you know what's going on over there, you can't trust that guy. So what's the latest in that department, Jennifer?
Well, the story is sort of a good one. I guess there's a tinge of not so good to this story, but in the evening yesterday, Mike Pence, the vice president, was in Hawaii, and he was greeting the remains that were being returned from North Korea, allegedly, of some of our fallen during the Korean War. And so they did this big ceremony, as you think that they would. The remains left Korea. They went to, or North Korea. They went to South Korea. There was some services there, and then, of course, the big kind of pomp and circumstance with Vice President Mike Pence. He had some members of the families of lost men from the Korean War. He had, I think, a set of brothers and sisters. Oh, boy.
All right. I know.
That's called a frog, man.
It is. Get that frog, ribbit.
A set of brothers and sisters who were, I think, 4 and 5 years old when their uncle went to the Korean War. They were picked up by Mike Pence on Air Force 2 in California on the way to Hawaii. During these ceremonies, watching these boxes draped in American flags being taken off this airplane, Mike Pence said that there was tangible progress with North Korea being made. Well, a lot of critics and our own spy intelligence suggests that maybe North Korea is continuing to build their nukes, and maybe North Korea isn't doing exactly what they said when they dismantled a couple of their test sites and returned these boxes filled with remains. They have to be verified to see if they're indeed human remains and if these remains actually belong to people that fought in the Korean War. So a lot of people in Washington, D.C. that are skeptical of Kim Jong-un, GOP lawmakers specifically, have warned the Trump administration that Trump shouldn't trust them. Now, I don't necessarily think that there's a huge amount of indication that Trump does trust them. Obviously, his rhetoric has softened, but all of the sanctions remain in place. Nothing has changed as far as policy against Kim Jong-un and North Korea. And in the past, we've asked for remains back, and North Koreans have responded with a price tag. Whatever they sent us, whether it is whether it is the remains of soldiers or whether it's a dog or whatever they've sent us, at least it didn't have a price tag on it. So I would say there's some glimmer of hope in this. Hopefully they've done what they said they were going to do. But I think, again, trust but verify always rings in our ears when it comes to North Korea.
Mm. It's just a little bit more of the same, it sounds to me.
Right.
There is progress with North Korea. You get that out of the conversation, it seems. Is that good? During this cycle, which now seems to be focusing a lot on the midterm elections, how does this help the party in power or not? That is, making things better or making it seem like things are better with North Korea. That's one side. And then those lawmakers who say you can't trust North Korea, those are all people who are running for re-election. So what's the better political stance here?
I think just to look at the truth, so I think there is a small victory in the fact that North Korea isn't blowing off missiles every other week or so, because remember, about a year ago, that was the story. They were blowing these missiles off and they were testing them out. They aren't doing that anymore. We do have evidence that they dismantled a couple of sites. That's good news. We do have evidence, to be fair, that there are also some sites that are still producing nuclear warheads. So you got to keep that in mind. We got our, I guess, the other silver lining is we received three hostages back without having to send them any money that they were keeping. That was just a few months ago. Those people were released. And we received what these remains are. Again, we have to see what they actually are. But there is a little glimmer of hope where I would suggest we are a little better off than we were a year ago, but it's going to be a long, slow process, and you have to make sure that our definition of denuclearizing is also the definition of the North Koreans.
Mm-hmm. And let's make sure we get a translation. So, that's the latest on North Korea and how it affects us politically. The politics of the investigation, Mueller, the president said that the attorney general ought to stop the probe right now. Who has the authority? Why, if Donald Trump is the president and Sessions works for him, why doesn't Trump just say to Sessions, I want the probe stopped?
Because he really
now
doesn't want to stop the probe.
Oh, yeah. All right,
that's,
so explain
that's what Trump's, well, that's Trump's frustration going on Twitter, where he says, Sessions, I want you to stop the probe right now. The truth is, if the president wanted the probe stopped, he could do it himself today. Now, he'd have to suffer the political consequences of that. There would be a ton of fallout if he tried to stop the probes. He knows that. He knows that he has to let it continue, that even though he's frustrated and he'd like to let it go, that he's got to ride this one out. There's just no way that you can't do that. So I think what you saw yesterday with the tweets is a bit of frustration and him letting that out and using that platform that he set up between his supporters, really anybody who follows him on Twitter, it's him venting. And if he wanted to create a real change, he could do it himself. But I don't I think he knows that that's not the smartest thing for him to do optically and politically.
All right, so one more question, if I may, and this is not a grilling of you. I just find your knowledge in these areas exceeds mine because your interest in these areas exceeds mine. A lot of this stuff just goes in and out because I find it becomes all just politics. So the final question about what's going on in Washington, I guess, would focus on the wall and the funding. This is a political, it seems to me, although a lot of people think, oh, no, this is the best for America. I think this is a complete political play. The whole appeal of the immigration debate is political. So this is now almost 2 years into the Trump administration. Why isn't there a wall yet? And what we've been told, is it reality or is it not reality with regard to even, see, I don't ever think we're going to see a wall. I think never, ever, ever will there be a wall. Whether I think that's good or bad isn't really the focus. I just think there's never going to be a wall.
Well, I think that there's going to be a wall, but I think that in some of the areas where terrain would prevent a wall, I think there'll be other types of border security. So I don't think it's going to be just miles and miles and miles of wall. I think there'll probably be some drone oversight. There will probably be some type of monitoring in certain areas that involve water or really high mountains. So I think there will be something because Trump promised that. That was a keystone of his campaign, and he's going to figure out a way to deliver that. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that is probably not going to happen that was an inaccuracy or a lie or a mistruth or from whatever perspective you consume this stuff is that Trump said Mexico would pay for this wall. I think that led a lot of people to believe that Mexico is going to write a gigantic check like Publishers Clearing House when you win and they
knock, knock,
come to your house.
Hey,
yeah.
Remember when Ed McMahon would come around? Who's doing that, by the way, now? Who delivers those checks?
I don't know. I don't even see advertisements for it anymore. But I think when he said that, a lot of people, especially his critics, thought of it like, is this big check that Mexico would present as an
right.
ceremony.
Uh-huh.
And I think Trump long realized that that's not necessarily what's going to happen. We are in the process of renegotiating NAFTA. If we do get fair deals out of Mexico, then I think the president could probably get a win on that and say that's what's going to pay for this wall. But you need Congress to actually allocate the money. And going into September, we face another government shutdown because Trump says he wants the $25 million that was passed out of the House to build the wall. And the Senate will most likely give him a hard time on that, Republicans and Democrats alike, to sign off on that funding. So will we see the wall? I don't know. Trump said he's willing to shut down the government, and I don't think he's bluffing about that. I think he's serious.
Yeah.
I don't think that he cares about the political ramifications that come from a shutdown, because truly, I think this is the right move for him politically. People will say, we need to fix immigration laws. We can't punt them down the road anymore, so we need to take a stand, and his base will get stronger if he actually is the one that leads that movement.
Hmm.
So I think he looks at it as a political gamble that he's not going to lose. Whether that's true or not, people don't like a shutdown. That's also true. So he could take the blame and the heat. But I think he's taken the gamble that he could come out on top on this one.
Speaking of heat, I think he's taken a lot of heat in the last 24 to 48 hours over the buying groceries requiring identification card and things.
Oh, yeah. Tons of people have been going crazy about that.
Yeah. But the point is a good one in terms of election and voter ID. How is it that we, and this is a debate that's been going on, and who knows if we'll ever, I don't know if win is the right word, but whether it ever gets resolved. But for my money, at this point in my life, I don't know if it's my point in my life, but at this point, it seems to me that it ought to be easy for people to produce some verification of who they are, so that you can. I've said this before. In many states where I participated in voting, I think I've done it sometimes all in one day, there's no requirement. I can't think of any place that I voted that I had to prove I was who I said I was. I just walk in and, okay, here's my address, there's my name. Yep, okay, give me a ballot. Thank you. That's preposterous.
Mm-hmm. I've made the point that no matter what, when you make a big purchase, you do have to show a credit card. At least that's my experience. Whether that's in a store or whatever, he probably spoke wrong, but the point is still the same. You use your ID for a lot more petty things than protecting what is our most important right as Americans to go and vote and to make sure that no one's voting for you and to make sure that your vote is that it's who you are that gets to cast what you think regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. I think it's very basic. I always go, and I'm one of those annoying people that goes into the polls and says, would you like to see my ID?
Here I am.
Yep. They always say,
exactly.
No, that's okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. Please, can I show you who I am?
Right. Please, check
okay. See how Jennifer has warmed us all up. Our brains are working. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. It is the DJV program. Victoria out again. I guess she's back on tomorrow. She's finishing her moving cycle. Speaking about cycles, let me tell you about the cycle of weight loss that works, 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 works. Attention, weight loss fanatics. Calitrin is here to rescue you from all of the horrors, and a lot of people go through a horrible time when they're trying to lose weight, the horrors of weight loss. This is a simple, natural supplement that assists your body in burning off fat, burning off sugar. That's how you lose the weight. The body produces collagen naturally. It's the protein your body is built from, basically. The diminishing return of getting older, however, and the production of collagen going down, that means you have less lean muscle and you got more fat. The fat is gained and you don't have the ability to burn the calories as effectively. That's why Calitrin is so successful, because with the protein, with the collagen that is Calitrin, it replenishes your body's protein level. Enhanced lean muscle comes out of that. The body burns calories and promotes wellness because you're losing the weight. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, really, when you think about it? It's very, very smart. And these people have been around for 30 years, as long as I've been doing this radio program. And so if you would like to take advantage of their experience and their success, go to toploss.com. Get 10% off the bottles that you get. And if you buy more than three, you get a free bottle. It's a great deal. For a great way to lose your weight, to get back into shape, gain that muscle, exercise, and get enough sleep, all that good stuff. But it starts with Calitrin every night. Get the protein into your body. Call 833-TOP-LOSS to order, or better yet, toploss.com for the special 10% off deal. You can't get it on the phone, but you can get it online. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. 21 after the hour.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Time is 24 after the hour on the DKB show with Jennifer Horan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and I guess this would be considered an update on Demi Lovato, who apparently, Jennifer, is suffering from complications of that apparent overdose. She's in the hospital. She's expected to make a full recovery, but there's nobody saying when she will be released from Cedars-Sinai. There had been some reports earlier in the week that she overdosed on heroin, but there are people who say, no, that's not really true. So, if she did overdose, as you said a minute ago, we were talking about off the air, didn't take aspirin.
Right. I think there was the initial reports that she had taken heroin and that they had to use Narcan to revive her and bring her back. She was unresponsive. But her family said, don't believe everything you hear in the reports, indicating that maybe it was something else. Now, no one knows for sure. We haven't heard from her herself. But what is odd is she has been in the hospital over a week. Clearly, there's something going on, whether it's physical complications. Maybe they're trying to 5150 hold her because they're afraid she'll go out and try to do something worse or on the same level. I don't know. And I think there's been a lot of silence, but I don't think it'll last much longer because typically when stars do stuff like this, they have to get in front of it with their fans. And I'm sure when she's probably out of the hospital, you'll hear at least a piece of Demi's story.
Mm. She's been pretty open about her struggles with addiction. She's had a lot of problems with cocaine and alcohol, and that's led to, I guess I wonder though sometimes, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is the substance abuse because she has mental health issues, or does she have mental health issues because she's on stuff that's bad for her? She doesn't eat right. all that sort of thing.
I'm sure they don't help each other, but I think she's dealt with mental health issues for a very long time, even before they were diagnosed, and I think that that probably makes her more inclined to be an addict. Which
so is this how she's dealing with it, Kara?
Yeah, probably.
Self-medicating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just sad, and, you know, they say she's suspected to make a full recovery, but the longer she's in the hospital, it's just...
Well, a full recovery means you get off of the substance and you deal with whatever your mental health issues are.
Yeah.
That's the full recovery,
and
not just getting out of the hospital.
I don't really know how possible that is. If you're the kind of person who is easily addicted to something, I think it's a constant struggle.
Yeah.
I watched a really interesting interview with Kelly Osbourne yesterday, who has dealt with addiction her whole life, and she was talking about Demi Lovato and how it's, you know, just a constant struggle every single day to not use.
Yeah.
And it's just sad, and Demi Lovato is so talented, and she's the same age as me, and so it's just crazy to imagine someone in that situation at the same age.
This is a song that she released in June called Sober, in which she reveals she has relapsed. So, she's telling a story anyway. Here's somebody that I often confuse with Demi Lovato, and I don't know why. Katy Perry, maybe because she's just a sort of contemporary. This is good information about what she's doing, taking time from her tour in Australia to pay a surprise visit to a young fan named Grace Moores, who missed her concert while recovering from brain surgery. She had a tumor removed. Grace's older sister, Tiana, started a social media campaign tweeting, quote, "Grace has been Katie's biggest fan since she was 3, but she had been battling all year this health problem, unable to attend." So apparently, she tagged Katy Perry's Twitter handle, and the message was retweeted about 20,000 times. The power of Twitter, isn't it amazing? So then the singer got the info and surprised Grace at her home before her third and final show there at the Entertainment Center in Adelaide. Quote, "Guys, we did it." When Katy arrived out front, Grace was a bit shell-shocked. She was just in awe. The smile on her face was priceless. Katy's the most down-to-earth, genuine person you could meet. She asked about Grace and how she was going on to her treatment. Asked Grace to show her her bedroom and have her... Just sort of took her around the house. It's kind of cute. All right, well, good for her. And thank you. 28 after the hour.
Light the wood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a man sat freezing by a pile of wood. He had 3 matches in his pocket. He lit the first one and huddled around it for warmth. He enjoyed the heat, but soon it went out. He lit the second and had a similar experience. Finally, he lit the third match, but like the other two, it went out fairly quickly as well, and he ended up freezing to death that night. People felt for him, but they couldn't help but think, if only he would have lighted the wood next to him, he would have had a great deal of warmth, and they considered him foolish. Of course, anytime we selfishly avoid bringing out the best in others, especially due to our jealousy that they might outshine us, we are no different than the man who froze to death with potential warmth so near. Light the proverbial wood around you by helping others shine. Making others better makes you better, too. Check out Emotional Management, the talk show on KDKARadio.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the remains of 55 American soldiers killed in the Korean War come back to the United States, Vice President Mike Pence is in Hawaii to meet them.
Some have called the Korean War the Forgotten War. But today, we prove these heroes were never forgotten. Our boys are coming home.
In his remarks yesterday, Pence noted his father was a Korean War veteran.
And I just know there's no place Dad would rather have me be than here.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is reportedly willing to limit the number of questions his investigators would ask President Trump. Reports are Mueller sent a letter on Monday offering to reduce by half the number of questions they'd ask the president about possible obstruction of justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
At the hour on today's DJV program, today being Thursday, the 2nd of August. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Victoria probably back on tomorrow. There are a lot of things going on. That's the same thing every day. I really get annoyed, Jennifer, when I hear people say, oh, not much on the news today. We haven't got much to talk about. It's always something to talk about, because there's always something fascinating, interesting, important. Sometimes there are things going on that you didn't hear anything about. For example, the story of those four cycling tourists, a couple of Americans involved, who were killed in an attack in Tajikistan.
Did you find that on a map?
Tajikistan? It's in the mountains.
I don't mean the Santa Monica mountains. it is in the area, the general area of India, Pakistan, in that whole area there, Afghanistan. This is one of those places where it's teeming. It's small enough so that the people from Daesh, I haven't heard much about them lately, who now claim responsibility for this on Twitter. They focused on this group of seven who were cycling in this area about 55 miles southeast of the capital of Tajikistan, which certainly does get us, we understand exactly where it is. So there was a car that approached these people on a bike that had five armed people. They went after the cyclists. They just shot them for, you know, what the hell is the reason for this? There was not only were the Americans, these two Americans involved, there was a Swiss man and a Dutch national involved. U.S. Embassy condemning the attack. Okay, so there's no news there. I don't see names yet. Probably haven't gotten to the families. But the whole business about this coming back into the fold, why would they do this? Sometimes there may be somebody from Daesh who claims responsibility. Sometimes I wonder about that because they've been so neutered. Are they going to other areas? Their headquarters are pretty much in Afghanistan. We still have soldiers there, but we don't seem to be getting rid of them. The whole business in the Middle East, people blame that on Daesh. And so isn't it interesting how the news cycle gets off of these things and we stop thinking about it. We forget about it.
Well, because the attacks, whether they were small or whatever they were, however you want to classify them in this country, have slowed down a bit.
Mm-hmm. So that means we're only interested in what goes on here. Some people.
Well, I think that definitely influences our news cycle, right? The priority is to what happens here. Plus, after that big bombing, not to get ahead, because I think ISIS actually always can regroup even when you break them up temporarily. But with the huge bombing that Trump did, probably 5 months into his presidency? Remember when he bombed the heck out of Afghanistan?
About a year ago. Yeah, it's about a year ago.
He knocked down a huge bit of their network in that area. You didn't hear much about it because it didn't affect innocent people. This was just a huge bombing in Afghanistan, and he knocked the heck out of them. So the dangerous part about ISIS, over other groups like Al-Qaeda, the reason they became so powerful is that they had this mastery of how to talk to people on the internet, and they could tell people how to do things. So that still exists, but it seems that it's definitely gotten more quiet in this country. And again, thank God, knock on wood, however you want to. We don't want to see more of this, for sure.
And that's actually one of the interesting parts of the story to me is, so they did say who it was. I can't remember their names, but it was a couple from America, a man and woman, and they were traveling together on a bike tour for like a year-long bike tour. And so they were two of the people that were killed. But the thing that's interesting to me is that ISIS is taking credit for it, and the way they've done that is on Twitter, on one of their ISIS-run Twitter pages, and it's just
how they do it.
Yeah, and so it's interesting in this time where Twitter is purging all of these different accounts and, you know, trying to get rid of anything that's, you know, Russian-related or possibly trying to, you know, hack elections or whatever, and yet ISIS still has all of these Twitter accounts, and I don't really understand how that works.
Hold on.
I think both of them are important, but I guess it's just confusing to me. I guess I don't work at Twitter, so I don't know the process of going through and eliminating Twitter accounts, but I don't understand how they have such a stronghold on social media. Because that's
amazing.
How they communicate with everyone.
Yeah, right. And Twitter, by the way, the stock of Twitter has been rocking and rolling this week, and I was trying to figure out why. There was a problem with Facebook stock, but what was there with Twitter that made the stock go down? What have they encountered that affected their stock? Hold on just a second.
Nothing that I saw in the news.
I know that Well, Trump was talking about shadow banning, which is what they've been accused of at Twitter, where they're banning conservative pages. I know I've had a couple of friends who have been not necessarily banned for life from Twitter, but banned or given a suspension because of stupid things. Adam Schiff's a rat, or these stupid things that are just obviously not true, but are...
Let's also not forget that guy said something more than Adam Schiff's a rat.
No, he said ISIS is... CNN is ISIS. But still, those things are that are not true, clearly, and they're coming from an account that normally doesn't spit that kind of stuff out. So it seems weird that this banning's happening. The shadow banning's more than just sending people to Twitter jail for a couple of days. Shadow banning is when they pull accounts down, and Trump was talking about it over the weekend on Twitter because he said, look, you can't go after conservatives and not do the same thing on both sides of the aisle. Now, Twitter can do what they want. They're a company that can set their own parameters, but I think they did take some hits because you can't just knock people off for their political points of view when you do have people like ISIS who you could go after. Carrie, you make a great and brilliant point. Those pages should be the first on your list of things to go after.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out. I know I saw this wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
No, that was
just
a story.
Best problems are articulate. Okay, so let's see.
I don't think he believes you.
Yeah. Well, that was the story.
All right, yeah, I believe you, Jennifer. I always believe you. You are.
Trust me, I am incapable of making up a word called shadow banning.
Factual. Yes. All right, today is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Ice cream sandwiches first appeared in the 1890s in New York City. Sold by street vendors, they cost 1 penny back in the 1890s, consisted of a thin quarter-inch layer of ice cream between two thin graham wafers, and then fast forward to 1905, being sold on the beaches of Atlantic City, 1 penny ice cream sandwich. Well, some people say, they argue the point, that the modern ice cream sandwich that we know today originated in San Francisco in 1928 at the Playland at the Beach Amusement Park, invented by George Whitney, who was the owner of the park. And for those purposes, vanilla ice cream between two oatmeal cookies covered with chocolate and frozen. And pretty much that's what's being sold today. Chipwich sandwiches made with chocolate chip cookies, popular in the 1980s. Put chocolate chip cookies with ice cream between them. I think they're around now. I don't sell these ice cream sandwiches on my farm at the ice cream bus because we sell the real thing. But it's actually kind of... The real deal here is that most of the people that are selling these ice cream sandwiches are using cheap ice cream. And they're no good if you use cheap ice cream. You got to use good ice cream.
True. I've had the Chipwiches, and they're fine if you, you know, need some ice cream. But yeah, you should make your own, your own version of
make
it.
Your own.
You should have chocolate chip cookies, and you've got such good ice cream on the farm, then you should make that a new thing. Sell it
for
the fall.
Correctamundo. All right, I'll take that under advisement, Kara. Thank you
very
much. You'll get a penny as
a reward
for each one that we sell.
At the beginning of the fall. Why not? Summer's almost over.
For the fall?
Wait a minute. Summer's not almost over.
Summer's
only
over.
Only 1 month into it.
It's August. It's over, Doug. Sorry, you might as well just say goodbye to it. It's already almost September. How does that feel when you do that to me?
I still eat ice cream in the fall, and I know Doug does, too. There's got to be someone else out there.
No, but it's... Hey, if I could get this one out, Doug, you'd be a moneymaker. This is, forget for fall ice cream sandwiches, you need to have pumpkin.
I knew you
need to have, like, snickerdoodles
We have pumpkin ice cream.
No, but that's pumpkin ice cream sandwiches, snickerdoodles with, like, pumpkin ice cream.
Oh, that would be really good.
Yeah.
I'll come visit for that.
There you go.
All right. So we have it all now, ladies and gentlemen. Go to EastleyFarm.com, and you can see what there is to see. We could actually probably sell you some ice cream and ship it to you. That worked just fine. Perfect.
Try it.
Okay, let's get to the ice cream report. Get to the television report. I will tell you that I watched an episode of Suits last night. Pretty interesting new season. Say again, Doug, a new season. Shark Tank. There was some woman on that I'd never seen before, and she was annoying as hell. I don't know who she was, but she was not she didn't fit. I like the standard, the two women, the real estate lady and the QVC lady. And then I like Mark Cuban. I like, what's his face, Harashnik, or however you pronounce his name, and Mr. Wonderful, and Damon. So there should be six people there all the time, in my opinion. But they were tough, and Mark Cuban seemed to be in a bad mood. Everybody stunk as far as he was concerned last night. But it is a very entertaining program, and they all fit well together, in a manner of speaking. Plus, I watched an old rerun of Law & Order and learned that there's a new Dick Wolf show being produced, yet another one, called FBI. I guess that is prominent now. Let's have a show. And it's not for the first time on NBC, it's on CBS. Dick Wolf has had a long standing. How long? For 30 years he's been producing shows for NBC. Now he's got one on CBS. So
he's
that's
diversifying.
Yes, all right, so Jen, what's the schedule for tonight?
Thank you, by the way,
for reminding me yesterday about Suits, because I would have forgotten about it.
Yes. No problem. That's what I'm here for. I want to make sure you catch it all. My advice to you is to catch a ball game or something good tonight, because TV is a little light, but there are a few new episodes of things that maybe you have been wanting to catch. On TLC, one of those shows is Dr. Pimple Popper. That's right. It's a thing. And it's an enhanced episode, and she'll be removing a lump.
For enhanced pimples?
Well, that's kind of what they do.
Really? From your face or your butt? Where do they take it?
Well, I'll let you be the judge. Tonight's episode is called Supersize, The Curious Case of the Pudding Cyst.
Jen, it's too early for this.
Hey, this is not my show. I'm just telling you it's on 10 o'clock on TLC. So check that out now.
Thank you very much.
Listen to Kara getting all upset about the pimple popper.
Right.
What am I supposed to do here? Please ignore it. It's one of the only new shows tonight. All right. Also tonight, not much better, but maybe a little, Naked and Afraid Marathon. This thing is going for hours and hours and hours. It's about the hurricane aftermath. It's 3 hours on the Discovery Channel. Brand new starting at 8 o'clock tonight. You can check that one out. That should be good. Marvel's Cloak and Dagger is new tonight on Freeform. Followed by Marvel's Runaways. That's at 9 o'clock, all on Freeform. Food Network has some new programming tonight. The Great Food Truck Race. You can watch that before Dr. Pimple Popper at 9 o'clock. And then Beat Bobby Flay at 10 o'clock. Oh, you asked about Jay Leno's Garage, by the way, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Apparently, it's on. Not new, but there is an old episode, or best of is what we like to call it. CNBC has actually 3 repeat episodes of Jay Leno's Garage tonight starting at 8 o'clock, so you can check that out. Now on to the networks. Big Brother is new tonight on CBS at 9 o'clock. The Gong Show, new at 8 on ABC, followed by Take 2, which is new at 10. The Fox Network has The Four, Battle for Stardom. That's new tonight at 8 o'clock. And that's about it for the network. So, again, watch a Dodger game, maybe check out a movie, catch up on your DVR, or catch an old episode of Jay Leno's Garage. Those are my picks.
All right, in sports news, the folks at Ohio State are concerned because the coach, Urban Meyer, has been put on paid administrative leave. This is head football coach Urban Meyer's problem. I'm going to an Ohio State game on September 8th, or at least I thought I was. I suppose they'll still play the games. The decision comes in light of the situation involving a couple of players, wide receiver coach.
The coaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Smith was charged with criminal trespassing after dropping his children off at his ex-wife's home, accused of domestic violence multiple times over a 6-year period by his then-wife, dating back to his time on Meyer's staff in Florida. This seems rather complicated.
Well, yeah. So do you want me to... I was reading all about this yesterday, if you want me to give you kind of
the
down low.
30 seconds to give us the down.
Oh, got it.
And out.
So Zach Smith, was accused multiple times of domestic assault and being very violent with his wife. The head coach knew about an incident in 2009, says he didn't know about an incident in 2015, even though the wife reported it to his wife and multiple other people on the staff, and she was left, bruised. He had her choked up against the wall. Their kids were in the room.
Lovely.
So now the story is, did the head coach Urban Meyer keep this guy on the staff? And, this guy was teaching students, men who should not be in this situation. And so now he's been put on administrative leave because he knew about it the whole time and didn't fire the guy. So
these people never learn, do they?
Nope.
Do they not know where Penn State is?
Guess not.
This kind of stuff. Good God.
10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Talk time is 53 after the hour on the DJV show. Victoria, who's our technology expert, is absent. But that's okay because this gives me a chance to shine. And I see Facebook once again is at the top of the heap announcing new features meant to help people manage and limit the amount of time they spend on the apps that Facebook has. New tools give users a daily average of time spent on both Facebook and Instagram, as well as the ability to set a time limit for daily use and mute app notifications for a specific time period. The new features come amid growing concern from mental health experts and a vocal group of technologists about the impact social media is having on people. Duh. Instagram and Facebook, you know, they need a study to figure that out? Come on. Stand on a street corner in New York City or any city and watch people walk out into the traffic because they're on their Facebook page or Twitter or whatever. Anyway, Facebook has been updating, improving the apps to help users limit and enjoy the time online. Facebook added new features to its news feed, allowing people to hide posts, unfollow people, snooze keywords. What does that involve, Kara?
I guess that just means, I guess you pick a period of time that you want to snooze it for. So I'm assuming if someone's talking about Trump and you don't really want to see stories about that, then you snooze that keyword for the next
Trump.
3 years or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Instagram has created the You're All Caught Up indicator, which tells people when they have seen all the updates in their feed.
And I actually saw that pop up in my feed the other day, and I didn't know what it was, and this kind of explains. So it's when you've scrolled through everything you could possibly, all the new posts you could possibly scroll through, then you get a little notification that says you're all caught up. So
really?
It's a little notice to say, hey, you've already looked at everything. Get off.
According to the directors of research and product management, it's, quote, not just about the time people spend on Facebook and Instagram, but how they spend their time. It is our responsibility to talk openly about how time online impacts people, and we take that responsibility seriously. So these tools are an important first step. We're committed to continuing our work to foster safe, kind, and supportive communities for everybody. That probably doesn't work to their advantage in the sense that the more time you spend on Facebook, the more access you have to their advertisers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, all right, there's that story. Up next here, I understand later on in the fall, Apple and Samsung are going to release a ton of new smartphone models. Let's get the story behind the story with that.
The Geek Out.
Another year, another new set of smartphones hitting the market. Later this fall, Apple will release not one, but three new iPhone models. The first two appear to be replacements for the iPhone X, just in different screen sizes, and a third that is a budget LCD model. Samsung is throwing out even more phones in the next year. In August, it's the Galaxy Note 9, but in early 2019, we may finally get our first folding screen in the Galaxy 10, and just after that, the much-hyped S10 and S10 Plus with infinite display and in-screen fingerprint scanning. If you want Android at its most pure, though, the new Pixel 3 and 3 XL do arrive later this year in 2018. We'll stay on top of the market and keep you informed here on The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, let's see what's going on the swipe front. Scientists revealing the way you swipe or tap your smartphone screen could be used to track your identity and breach your privacy. This looks a very interesting reality. Here's a new paper released in Australia. Data science researchers found that touch gestures contain significant information to uniquely identify and track users. How in the world does that work? You combine data on a person's taps and swipes and keystrokes alongside writing samples. And with that, researchers were able to reveal up to 98.5% of information about the user. Good God. While regular tracking tracks virtual identities like online profiles, touch-based tracking has the potential to track and identify the actual person operating the device. What are we doing to ourselves here? Good God. That's really something to think about.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.